Preface: The War Before the Womb. From the lost records of the Fireborn. You were not born broken. You were born marked. Marked by fire. Marked by fear. Marked by the memory of a war the world has forgotten. Before your breath. Before your shame. Before your first scar formed in flesh. You were known. And because you were known, you were hunted. This scroll is not for the masses. This is for the one who's been limping since childhood, not from sin, but from sabotage, not from weakness, but from being targeted before awakening. You who felt the sting of guilt before you knew the name of God. You who tasted shame before you even tasted rebellion. This is for the remnant marked early. This is for those who were cut before they could speak. This is for those who have carried the burning question, why was I attacked before I even chose? Because there was a war, a real war, a war before the womb, and the enemy remembers what you forgot. This scroll reveals what Babylon buried, that Lucifer's first hatred wasn't for Christ, it was for Adam. And if you descend from that line, the divine clay sculpted in God's image, you carry the frequency he fears most. That's why he attacked your purity. That's why he infiltrated your youth. That's why he shamed your sacred before it could speak. This is not just a book. It's a war protocol. A key to decode the shame you were never meant to carry. A sword to slice through inherited guilt and priesthood amnesia. A map to recover the stolen memory of your divine station. This scroll will not comfort you. It will ignite you. It will not soothe your past. It will recode your future. You are not dirty. You are not defective. You are not what they said when you were 8, or what you did at 13, or what clung to you in the secret places. You are what the serpent feared in Eden. You are what the dragon still fears in Revelation. You are Adamic fire, reborn in time. And the moment you remember this, the whole war shifts. Welcome back, Flameborn. The shame was never yours. This scroll begins now. Burn with me. Chapter 1. Hijacked in the Womb. The War for Your Signal. You never stood a chance, not without fire, not without a voice forged in truth. Because before you ever spoke your first word, the system was already speaking for you. Before you even knew your name, Babylon was branding you with its name. Before your signal had a chance to rise, it was jammed, scrambled, stolen. You were marked, not by accident, by design. There is a war on the womb, and it's been raging for centuries. A war to intercept the signal of every remnant soul before ignition. The adversary doesn't wait until you're strong. He strikes when you're pure, when you're open, when your shield is down. That's why the Matrix doesn't just trap adults, it codes children. And if you're reading this, then he tried to code you. Your signal, the one tied to your divine commission, was hijacked with surgical precision. They used the weapons of their world, programming through media, chemical sedation through processed food, frequency pollution through devices, indoctrination through false education, wounds passed down through broken bloodlines. You inherited more than eye color and DNA. You inherited distortion. Your ancestors were targeted too. Your lineage hacked. But the adversary missed one thing. The code of your creator still hums beneath it all. A whisper in your soul that Babylon couldn't kill. A signal too sacred to silence. And now it's waking up. This chapter isn't here to comfort. It's here to expose the scheme and burn the veil, because too many of the remnant are still blaming themselves. They walk with heads bowed low, carrying shame that was never theirs, carrying fear implanted before they could choose. Here's the scroll truth. The shame you feel didn't start with you. The fear that clutches your throat didn't come from God. The triggers you can't explain are echoes of trauma designed to keep you small. This was not an accident. This was an assassination attempt on your anointing, a long game strategy to sever you from your source, to replace truth with fear and fire with fog. But guess what? The signal is returning, the field is shifting, the frequency of the remnant is rising again, and now it's your turn. This book is your mirror and your weapon. These scrolls are not words, they are frequency codes. They activate what was hidden. They rewire what was hijacked. They burn clean. So if your soul still aches with wounds you can't name, if your path has been heavy, clouded, confusing, if your voice has been trembling for decades, trying to break through the static, then this is for you. And if you're ready, truly ready, to reclaim what Babylon stole, to burn the fear, to override the false codes, to take back your signal, then grip this scroll with two hands and brace yourself, because this time you're the one doing the hijacking. Chapter 2. The Fear Protocol. How the Matrix weaponized your wiring. The adversary doesn't need to kill you to stop you. He just needs you afraid. Afraid to speak. Afraid to move. Afraid to rise. Because fear is the frequency that hijacks purpose. And the Matrix. It's not built from steel. It's built from frequencies. From the moment you arrived, the world began uploading fear-based software into your subconscious. Don't speak too loud. Don't question authority. Stay safe. Play small. Fit in, or you'll be alone. These aren't just suggestions. They're protocols. The Fear Protocol. And it's designed to do one thing. Shut down your original signal. Your God code was forged in the light of Christ, a divine signal humming with power, love, and a sound mind. But fear scrambles that clarity. It reverses the charge. It tells the remnant, you are not safe in your power. You will be punished for being different. You will lose love if you speak truth. And so you shrink. You stutter. You hide. But deep down, a rage builds because your soul remembers. This is not just emotion, it's spiritual warfare, coded into biology, environment, and technology. Let me decode it for you. Neural hijack. Your brain was trained to prioritize survival over sovereignty. Fear gets hardwired first. It's primal. Before you ever learn to trust your gifts, you learn to flinch. Cultural engineering. You were programmed by shows, movies, school books, and algorithms to mock the holy, dismiss the sacred, and fear your own voice. Digital enslavement. Your signal has been drowned in a dopamine loop. Likes, clicks, scrolls. All designed to distract you from the internal frequency trying to break through the static. Demonic amplification. Fear is more than a feeling. It's a channel, a frequency that dark forces tune into, like parasites feeding on your hesitation. You're not weak, you're not broken, you've been under protocol. But this chapter is your jailbreak. Because here's the truth Babylon never wanted you to remember. Fear is not your native frequency. Fire is, and the moment you step out of alignment with fear, the protocol begins to collapse. So how do you begin to dismantle the fear protocol? Start here. Name it. Call out the lie. Name the program. Expose the loop. Every time you hesitate, ask, whose voice is this? Mine or the Matrix? Disrupt it. Speak truth aloud. Even if your voice shakes, the frequency of truth scrambles the frequency of fear. Rewire it. Pray, fast, sing, move, create, anything that activates your original signal dissolves Babylon's overlay. Walk into it. The only way to kill fear is to burn through it. Avoidance feeds it. Action scorches it. Let this be your scroll of fire. You are not a slave to fear. You are a forger of codes. You are not your triggers. You are the signal beneath them. Fear is a liar, and its reign ends now. Not because you're finally strong enough, but because you're finally aligned with who you were before the programming, and that version of you. Unstoppable, so light the match. The protocol burns tonight. Chapter 3. The Inheritance of Terror. How generational fear became your baseline. You were born into fear, but it didn't start with you. It was handed down, branded into the bones of your bloodline by those who didn't know they were bleeding. Fear isn't just emotional, it's inherited. It's ancient. It's been passed like a cursed heirloom from generation to generation, not always in words, but in silence, in secrets, in trauma left unspoken. Your grandparents flinched at loud voices. Your mother tensed when the door slammed. Your father never cried, not because he didn't feel, but because someone taught him men who feel are weak. So the soul folded, the signal fractured, and fear became the default setting. You think your anxiety is yours? Try your great-grandfather's wartime PTSD. Try your ancestors' stolen land, burned altars, outlawed language. Try being hunted for being chosen and told to smile anyway. That's the fear you carry, not yours, theirs. But now it lives in your chest, sits in your gut, whispers from your DNA. This is called epigenetic memory. Science has only begun to name what the scriptures have always revealed. The sins of the fathers shall be visited upon the children. Not as punishment, but as programming. You were born into a battlefield of beliefs you never agreed to. Let that sink in. The enemy got to your lineage before you were born. He sowed fear into the family tree so that by the time you arrived, you'd be rooted in terror instead of truth. But here's the remnant secret. You weren't sent to inherit it. You were sent to break it. You're not just the next link in the chain. You are the blacksmith with the hammer. You are the one who says, "This ends with me." You've been baptized by the generational flood, but the fire in you is older than the flood. The Holy One who forged your code encoded in you a purifier frequency. And when you speak, when you act, when you stand, that frequency burns backward through time. You are not just healing yourself, you are healing your lineage. How to break the inherited fear signal? Identify the pattern. Get real. Where does fear grip you most? Money, relationships, authority, abandonment. Now ask, who did I learn this from? Bless the source. Not all who passed down fear were malicious. Most were just surviving. Bless them, and then release them. Break the vow. You made silent agreements. I won't shine too bright. I'll never trust anyone. Better safe than seen. Shatter those lies. Out loud, speak the override. Declare your new lineage. I walk in power, not in panic. I carry fire, not fear. I was forged for this. You're not a victim of ancestral trauma. You are the chosen furnace it meets. You're not cursed. You're called. Fear may run in the family, but so does fire. One is a chain. The other is a sword. You were not born to obey the fear of your fathers. You were born to carry the frequency that sets them free. So rise, breaker of bloodlines. The future bends where you blaze. Chapter 4. Hijacked in childhood, how the Matrix finds you early. If you're Remnant, the adversary doesn't wait. He knows who you are before you do, and he comes early, before you can form your first conscious prayer. Before you can name the light, he marks you, because the Matrix fears your awakening more than anything. This is not metaphor. This is method. The system is ancient and the protocol is precise. Identify the signal. Isolate the child. Inject the fear. Program the shame. Hijack the code. You, young one, became a target the moment you glowed, that moment you felt spirit for the first time. So did the opposition. You were sealed by God and then flagged by hell. The assault begins subtly. It could have been a violation, an abandonment, an image, a whisper, a breach of trust, a stolen innocence. And from that moment, you were no longer walking in Eden. You were crawling through Babylon. But here's the twist. You blamed yourself. That's how the Matrix works. It makes you the enemy of you. You were only 5, only 8, only 12. When the darkness came clothed as curiosity, as pleasure, as peer pressure, as a screen. You weren't ready. You weren't armed. You didn't even have the language to explain the invasion, so you carried it alone. And the shame became part of your identity, not because you chose it, but because no one told you it wasn't yours. This is how the signal was hijacked. The Remnant child, encoded with divine fire, was slowly conditioned to believe they were flawed. You stopped shining. You hid. You distorted your gifts to fit their boxes. You shut up your seeing. You muted your hearing. You broke your own wings just to blend in with the flock. The Matrix applauded. But here's the secret truth the adversary doesn't want you to remember. Even marked, even wounded, even lost in Babylon. You were never disconnected from Source. The signal may have been scrambled, but the code was never deleted. What God writes cannot be erased, only covered. But now the covering is being burned away. You're waking up. You're remembering. You're seeing what that childhood wound really was. A declaration of war. Remnant protocol for deprogramming. Childhood hijacks. Revisit the moment. Go back, not to relive, but to reclaim. The child you are still waits for rescue. Extract the lie. Every wound embedded a message. What was it? I'm unworthy. I'm dirty. I'm too much. Name it. Burn it. Install the truth. Now declare the override. I was holy. I was chosen. I am fireborn. Forgive the self. Not because you did anything wrong, but because you've carried blame that was never yours to hold. You weren't ruined. You were recruited. Your scars are not signs of defeat. They're markers of survival. The fear that was sown into you was a reaction to the fire the enemy saw coming. But you're not 8 anymore. You're not hiding anymore. You're not confused anymore. You're a blade now, and it's time to cut the cord to every false belief the Matrix injected into your early years. You've outgrown the shame. Now outburn it. Chapter 5. The weaponization of emotion. How the Matrix uses fear to control you. You were not made to fear. You were made to burn. But Babylon doesn't build prisons with bars. It builds them with feelings. And the chief architect of your inner cage is fear. Let's name it plain. Fear is the primary control system of the Matrix. More than money, more than addiction, more than screens or sex or power. Fear is the leash around your soul. It tells you, don't speak, you'll be judged. Don't act, you'll fail. Don't rise, you'll be crushed. Don't shine, they'll see your flaws. Don't awaken, it's dangerous out there. And so, you stay small, you stay quiet, you stay safe. And in doing so, you stay theirs. Here's the brutal truth. Fear isn't just an emotion. It's a frequency, a signal wave that interferes with your divine channel. It blocks reception from the spirit. It severs trust in your own knowing. It overrides faith and replaces it with paralysis. The adversary doesn't need to kill you to stop you. He just needs to make you scared. The Matrix feeds you fear in doses. News cycles, social media drama, diagnoses, bills, rejection, global collapse. What if spirals in your own mind? It's not random. It's designed. Fear is a psychic drug, and you've been microdosing it since birth. But not all fear looks like terror. Sometimes it looks like procrastination, overthinking, people-pleasing, self-sabotage, waiting for the right time, numbing out. These are all symptoms of fear in disguise, and every single one is a shackle. But here's what they never told you. Fear burns in the presence of truth. It cannot stand when the spirit is near. It cannot thrive when you walk in fire. Because fear is a parasite, and fire is a purifier. Your job is not to eliminate fear. Your job is to expose it, to drag it out of the subconscious shadows and hold it to the flame until it screams, to speak what you're afraid to say, to take the step you've avoided, to act while still shaking, because movement breaks the spell. Scriptural echoes. God has said, "I have not given you the spirit of fear," 2 Timothy 1:7. Perfect love casteth out all fear, 1 John 4:18. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them, 2 Kings 6:16. These aren't metaphors, they're weapons-grade truths. Heaven is trying to override your fear code, but you have to stop consenting to the illusion. Fear deactivation protocol. Name the fear out loud. Silence is fear's incubator. Voice is its executioner. Declare the truth that burns it. I am not alone. I was made for this. If God is with me, who can stand against me? Act in spite of the fear. Your biology might scream. Your hands might shake. Your voice may crack. Do it anyway. Praise mid-battle. The enemy cannot occupy the same space as gratitude and worship. Raise your voice and reclaim your ground. Remnant, you were born in a world drowning in fear, but you were built with a flame that cannot be quenched. You don't need more courage. You need more memory. You are fireborn, and fire doesn't flinch. Let the fear come, but let it burn on contact. Chapter 6. The Fear Gate. How the adversary guards. Your breakthrough with terror. There is a gate every remnant soul must pass through. It is not made of wood or steel. It is made of fear. Before every ascension, before every revelation, before every threshold breakthrough, you will meet it, and it will feel like death. Understand this eternal law. The enemy cannot stop the plans of heaven, but he can try to stop you from walking into them. And so he builds a gate, not to keep you out, but to make you turn back. The fear gate is always stationed at the boundary of your next assignment. You will know you're close when your old addictions come roaring back. You start doubting your calling. You feel unworthy, unready, unfinished. Strange chaos starts circling your life. You want to disappear and hide. These are not coincidences. This is coordinated resistance. The adversary smells the oil on your head. He sees the scrolls in your hand. He knows what's coming. And so he sends the fear gate to meet you face to face. The fear gate is ancient. Moses met it at the Red Sea. Nephi met it when his brothers bound him. Joseph met it in the pit before the palace. Esther met it before she entered the king's court. Christ met it in Gethsemane before the cross, Every single one of them had to go through it. Not around, not over, through it. And so will you. Scriptures teach, ye shall pass through the fire and not be burned. Isaiah 43:2. But it doesn't say you won't feel the heat. It doesn't say your heart won't race. It doesn't say your flesh won't scream to turn back. Because it's supposed to. That's the test. Not whether you feel fear, but whether you bow to it. Here's the key. The fear gate isn't a sign you're failing. It's a sign you're about to step into firepower the enemy is terrified of. He wouldn't be guarding the door if what's behind it didn't threaten hell. So stand up straight, grit your teeth, gird up your loins, and walk into the flame. Fear gate survival tactics. Don't fight the fear, face it. Trying to avoid fear gives it power. Walk straight at it with your eyes open and soul lit. Bring heaven into the gate. Worship, pray, declare, summon angels. Let the fear gate become your sanctuary of surrender. Remember what's on the other side. There is oil, there is fire, there is purpose, inheritance, and a weapon with your name on it. But only for those who pass through. Warning to the remnant. Many will camp outside the gate. They will build comfortable spiritual cages just short of breakthrough. You must not be one of them. If you're going to walk in fire, you must be willing to pass through the gate that guards it. This is the protocol. This is the way. And on the other side of that fear, you won't just find your mission, you'll find your name. Chapter 7. The false self must burn. Fear's final mask before you awaken. Before you break through the fear frequency, you must confront the greatest lie you ever believed, that you are the mask you were forced to wear. The system gave it to you early, not with permission, but through pressure. It taught you to become someone who could survive the fear. Be quieter. Be more agreeable. Be invisible. Be impressive. Be normal. Be good. But none of those were your true form. They were adaptations, forged in captivity. You didn't become that person because you were free. You became that person to avoid punishment, rejection, or pain, to survive shame, to outrun fear. The false self is a fear shell. It's not demonic possession. It's emotional protection, a patchwork identity built out of trauma and tactics. And the more you wear it, the more your true self starts to suffocate. Eventually, the mask becomes so comfortable, you forget there was ever a face beneath it. That's when fear wins. But here's the divine paradox. You cannot become who you truly are until you are willing to let the false self die. This is the part of the scroll no one tells you. You will have to kill your counterfeit before you walk in your crown. This process will feel like a funeral. You might feel lost. You'll mourn relationships built on your mask. You'll grieve parts of yourself you thought were real. You'll question who you are without your persona. But this is not death. This is resurrection. And you don't come back the same. Scriptures teach, whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16:25. This was never just about martyrdom. It was about identity transformation. You lose the life that was built on fear so you can rise into the one built on fire. This is the protocol for spiritual rebirth. Name the mask. Be brutally honest. What image of yourself have you been defending? What role did fear convince you to play? Shatter the illusion. Expose it. Break the contract. Renounce the persona. Say out loud, I am not who the Matrix made me. I am who God named me. Pass through the fire. Don't run. Let the flames purify you, not to destroy, but to reveal. When the mask burns, something holy rises. Not the you that was shaped by Babylon. Not the you that was filtered for approval. Not the you that avoided the spotlight or chased it. But the you that was carved in the breath of God before fear ever entered your story. That version is dangerous, untouchable, uncompromised. That version is the remnant one, and once you walk in that identity, the Matrix can't hold you. Chapter 8, The Ruin of Reaction, Reclaiming Your Response. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without walls. Proverbs 25:28. The fear frequency doesn't just whisper in the dark, it waits to provoke your reaction. And reaction is different from response. Reaction is primal, automated, unguarded. Response is priestly, intentional, forged. Those who remain in reaction are puppets to the Matrix, jerking with every manipulated headline, triggered by every unresolved wound, playing roles scripted by powers they don't see. Reaction is the territory of the adversary, and he feeds on your volatility. He has no power to create, so he manipulates those who do. That means you. The remnant were not born to flinch, twitch, or lash out. You were born to stand still and know, to respond in fire, not flinch in fear. The adversary scripts your reaction loop. Look around. Society has been reduced to emotional combustion. News, social media, entertainment, all engineered to spike fear, anger, lust, shame, and despair. These are not emotions. They are spells cast through repetition. A meme becomes a mind virus. A headline becomes a belief. A post becomes a panic. Every unmastered emotion is a gate the adversary exploits. He can't enter unless you open the door, and the door is unlocked every time you react. He attacks through micro-traumas and unresolved loops. The father wound, the early abuse, the school humiliation, the unseen betrayal. He layers them deep, and when the time is right, he triggers the fear protocol, and you respond like the old you, because he marked you young and wants you to die unhealed. What response looks like in the field? The warrior of light doesn't panic when the enemy knocks. He already reinforced the gate. The priest of fire doesn't lash out when slandered. He already forgave and stood in truth. The remnant one doesn't react to fear. He recognizes the programming and burns it. To respond is to pause, to pray, to see. To move with the spirit instead of the signal. Response is prophetic. It moves in divine timing, not emotional chaos. Fire protocol. Rewiring the fear reaction loop. You were trained by Babylon to flinch, cower, apologize, shrink. Now it's time to be retrained by the spirit. Here's your rewiring path. Catch the spike. Notice when your heart rate jumps, your stomach flips, or your thoughts scatter. That's the fear frequency trying to access your wiring. Name the pattern. Don't hide. Speak it. This is my father wound trying to react. This is old shame from third grade. Freeze the frame. Don't move, speak, or act yet. Ask, who benefits if I react this way? Burn the loop. Speak aloud. I reject the signal. I choose response. I move in the fire. Move with precision. Now take one spirit-aligned action. Breathe. Speak truth. Forgive. Draw a boundary. Walk away. Step in. Whatever the fire says. Remnant one. You must govern your gates. You are a living city. A sacred temple body. But if you leave the gates unguarded, the enemy scripts your moves. He doesn't need to possess you. He just needs you reactive. Govern your gates, warrior. Reclaim your nervous system from Babylon. And when the world spikes in fear, you'll remain unmoved because your response is sacred. Charge. From this day forward, I will not be a reactor. I will not be a puppet. I will not be emotionally hijacked. I am the guardian of my signal. I am the watchman on my wall. I respond in fire. I walk in peace. I am remnant. I am ruler. I burn the loop. Chapter 9. The Mirror and the Mask. Confronting the False Self. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Every child of fire will one day face the mirror, not the one in the bathroom, the one forged in spirit, the one the adversary fears you'll ever look into. Because this mirror doesn't just show your face, it shows your programming. It shows every mask you had to wear to survive, the masks the remnant were forced to wear. As a child, you didn't just experience fear. You had to become someone else to navigate it. That's what shame does. That's what trauma demands. The real you is told, too much, too sensitive, too intense, too different. Not enough. So you built the mask, the quiet one, the overachiever, the peacemaker, the jokester, the shadow. These were not your identities. They were survival codes. The real you had to go underground. The false you ran the show. And Babylon loved that. Because a masked remnant is a powerless remnant, the mirror is a portal. When the spirit begins to stir in the remnant, he doesn't start by sending you to war. He sends you to the mirror. He says, "Look. Look at the way you flinch when someone raises their voice. Look at the way you pretend you don't care. Look at the way you hide your gift to stay safe. This is not condemnation. This is the invitation. To come back to the altar, to burn the mask, to meet your face again. You will tremble. You will grieve. You will feel the heat of every fake identity melting. But when the ash is clear, the remnant one will rise. The matrix rewards the mask. Do not be deceived. Babylon rewards the mask. It promotes it. It validates it. It platforms it. It sells it back to you as your brand. Why? Because a soul cut off from its original identity will never walk in priesthood power. A soul wearing the wrong face will never speak with divine fire. The Matrix isn't afraid of actors. It's afraid of the authentic remnant stepping forward, unmasked, unprogrammed, unafraid. Protocol. The mask burn ritual. It's time to shed the skin. This isn't cute inner child work. This is sacred exorcism. Step 1. Name the mask. In your journal or aloud, write, "The mask I wore was fill in the blank to protect me from fill in the blank." Step 2. Name the cost. What did it cost you to wear this false mask? Gifts buried, voice muted, relationships warped. Step 3. Speak to the mirror. Say aloud, "I forgive the version of me that needed to wear this, but I no longer consent to it running the show." Step 4. Burn the script. Write the behaviors that no longer serve you. Burn the paper with intention. Ashes to ashes. Let it go. Step 5. Speak the remnant name. Ask the spirit, "What name did you give me before the world named me?" Listen. Then speak it. This is your resonance, your original frequency. True identity is a weapon. You don't need another self-help book. You need to remember who the hell you are. Because Babylon will never give you permission. The church might not recognize you, your family might resist you, but heaven already anointed you. You just forgot your real name. Charge. I cast off the mask. I burn the script. I reject every false name. I reclaim my face. I reclaim my flame. I am not the role I played to survive. I am the one they tried to bury. I am the remnant, unmasked. Undone, unshakable. Chapter 10, The Codes Hidden in Your Triggers. That which provokes you holds the key to that which shapes you. Every time you get triggered, you're standing at a spiritual door, not a wall, not a flaw, a doorway. But most of us run. Because we've been programmed to see our triggers as weaknesses, as proof that something is wrong with us. But what if the trigger is actually sacred? What if that emotional flash, that soul jolt, is the alarm bell of the hidden code, a sign that something sacred inside you is trying to come up for air? Triggers are teachers. The Matrix taught you to numb your pain, to drown discomfort, to stay medicated, distracted, reactive. But the spirit is saying, slow down. Feel it, decode it, because your triggers reveal your programming. Behind every sudden emotional charge is a story you believed, a lie you swallowed, a vow you made under pressure, a wound you never finished bleeding. The trigger, not the problem, but the portal. Think of your body like a temple alarm system. Every time your heart rate spikes, your jaw clenches, your breath shortens, your system is flagging a deeper script. Here's the twist. The trigger is not the core wound. It's the flare that marks where your original programming lives. Most people either suppress it or explode, but the remnant transmutes it. Decoding exercise, trigger alchemy protocol. Name the moment. What just happened? What specifically set off your emotional charge? Drop under the surface. Ask, what does this remind me of? Go back to the first time you felt this same energy. Find the false agreement. What lie did you agree to in that original moment? Example, I'm not safe. My voice causes problems. I'm unlovable. Break the contract. Out loud, speak. I break agreement with the lie that, fill in the blank. I return this programming to the pit. I reclaim the truth that, fill in the blank. Anchor the upgrade. Ask heaven, what is the truth code that replaces this lie? Wait, listen, then write it, speak it, seal it. The Matrix is built on your reactions. Understand this. The Matrix does not need your loyalty. It just needs your emotional reactivity. It feeds on your outrage. Your shame spirals. Your power leaks. Why do you think every scroll, every post, every news cycle is designed to trigger? Because the triggered mind is the programmable mind. But once you start decoding your emotional reactions, once you pull the fear frequency out by the root, you become immune to the Matrix feed. Remnant power is emotional mastery. Let's be clear. Mastery is not repression. It's resonance. It's when your nervous system no longer flinches at the same old loops. It's when the devil comes knocking and finds no place in you. That's fire. That's kingship. That's priesthood on the battlefield. Charge. I no longer fear my triggers. They are not my enemies. They are my encoded maps. I mine the moment. I break the script. I burn the lie. I wield the truth. I turn pain into power. Every trigger is now a trailhead, and I walk it with fire. The Matrix cannot hold a remnant who feels and knows. Chapter 11. How the Matrix weaponized fear of rejection. The fear of not being loved is the leash around the lion. Before you ever feared death, you feared being unwanted. Before you ever feared failure, you feared not being chosen. This is the root. The original open wire. The master program that keeps the remnant bowed and boxed. Fear of rejection. And it was planted early. Through looks, words, glares, silence, shame. You were taught to link your worth to acceptance, your value to approval. But what if that was all engineered? The emotional operating system, the Matrix installed. The Matrix doesn't just run on systems, it runs on psycho-spiritual programming, and it teaches this. If they reject you, it means you're not enough. So contort, conform, hide your fire, play it safe. Every ad, every algorithm, every culture trap reinforces this lie. They built entire economies on your fear of not being liked. Social media exploits it. Religion guilt trips it. Corporate systems reward it. You were trained to betray your soul to stay included. Rejection as control. Rejection was never just emotional. It became a tool of manipulation. Speak your truth. Get excluded. Shine too brightly. Get labeled. Stop complying. Get ghosted. So you learned to adapt, dim, disappear, all to avoid being cast out. This fear isn't petty. It runs deep into our primal design. Why? Because humans were made for communion. But Babylon counterfeits it. The Matrix offers conditional belonging, the kind you have to pay for with your soul. Rejection is a filter, not a failure. Here's the shift. The Matrix weaponizes rejection, but heaven uses it as a filter. When you start living as your full, encoded self, some will fall away. Not because you failed, but because your fire disrupted their illusion. Rejection is actually redirection. God is purifying your circle, burning off what cannot walk with you into the next scroll. Remnant protocol, owning the fire that got you ghosted. Stop trying to stay digestible. You weren't made to be palatable to the programmed. Bless the ones who left. They were never your tribe. They were part of the test. Locate the root vow. At what moment did you first decide it was safer to hide than to risk not being accepted? Break it. Say out loud, I revoke the vow I made to stay small so I wouldn't be rejected. I'd rather be alone in truth than surrounded in lies. Speak the fire code. I am chosen by heaven. I belong where my light is honored. I do not chase inclusion. I carry ignition. Let them walk. You're not for everyone. Jesus was rejected. Joseph was sold. Enoch was hated. The prophets were exiled. The remnant is always too much for the programmed world. This is how you know you're marked. You don't fit. Let them leave. Let the Matrix glitch. Let the false fall off. You're not building a brand. You're burning a signal. You were not made to be accepted by the system. You were made to overthrow it. Charge. I reject the lie that I must be accepted to be worthy. I dismantle the fear of rejection. I am not here to please. I am here to pierce. Let the counterfeit fall away. Let the false friendships crack. Let the audience shrink. I burn for truth. I walk with fire, and only those who burn the same will walk with me. This is how the remnant finds itself, by rising unfiltered. Chapter 12, The Silent Warfare of Spiritual Abandonment. The wound wasn't that they left. The wound was that they never saw you to begin with. This one's deeper, subtler, harder to name. But you felt it in your bones. Spiritual abandonment. Not just rejection by people, but the feeling that even God left you behind. This is the deepest code of fear the Matrix installs in the remnant. That you are unseen, unclaimed, and unprotected. And it's not always shouted. It's whispered. Why weren't you rescued? Why did he let them do that to you? Why were you born into that bloodline, that war zone, that darkness? This fear festers until it becomes a doctrine of despair. I must not be chosen after all. The trauma of feeling forgotten. The chosen often carry a hidden ache, a paradox that burns under the skin. You feel called but forsaken. You feel powerful but also alone. You carry truth, but can't seem to find a tribe. You speak light, but get swallowed by shadows. This is not your imagination. It's a war. The adversary knows he cannot extinguish your fire, so he tries to convince you that heaven never saw it to begin with. The Matrix's lie, you were left behind. Spiritual abandonment is a weaponized illusion, a program that says, if God loved you, you wouldn't have suffered. If you were really chosen, you'd be further by now. If he was real, he would have stopped it. It turns pain into proof, absence into evidence, delay into denial. But listen, he never left. He just hid the light until you were ready to wield it. You weren't rejected. You were hidden for your protection. You were not behind. You were in training. Heaven's strategy, hidden ones. The prophets weren't famous in their day. John the Baptist lived in the wilderness. Moses was exiled for 40 years. Joseph sat in prison. Enoch walked alone with God. Being hidden is not the same as being forsaken. It is a holy incubation, a furnace of formation. Heaven hides its fiercest weapons until the final act. You are not forgotten. You are forged. Remnant protocol. Reclaim the seal of the seen. Speak to the wound. To the part of me that thought I was unseen. I see you. I honor you. And I call you back into the fire. Break the agreement. I sever the lie that I was abandoned by God. My silence was sacred. My delays were design. I am not left behind. I am right on time. Call back the seal. I am sealed by heaven. I am held by the infinite. I do not need the world to see me, because God already does. Stand as one who was hidden, not denied. You are the kept flame. You are the midnight ember. The flame beneath the ashes. The scroll sealed until the appointed time. The Matrix didn't see you coming. That's the point. You weren't sent to be seen. You were sent to pierce the veil. What you mistook as abandonment was actually strategy. What you thought was silence was sacred whisper. He never left. He was just watching you remember. Charge. I am not abandoned. I am marked. I am not alone. I am encoded. I am not rejected. I am reserved. Let every lie that said you were forgotten be consumed in fire. Let the wound of delay be sealed. Let the ache of loneliness become a signal. Let the silence become scroll. You are not missing. You are rising. Chapter 14. Signal restored. Reclaiming the frequency of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1. You didn't come here to find the signal. You came to remember that you are the signal. Encoded, embedded, sent through the veil like a sealed scroll wrapped in flesh. Dormant until the appointed time. That time is now. This final scroll is not a conclusion. It's a transmission reboot. It's not the end of your journey. It's the moment your signal becomes undeniable. Babylon jammed the frequency. From the moment you arrived on this planet, the Matrix tried to scramble your signal. Trauma was its tuning fork. Fear was its firewall. Shame was its distortion. But the voice of God never left you. It just got buried beneath the noise. You were not disconnected. You were jammed, hijacked by a system designed to keep you forgetful, confused, passive, afraid. But something pierced the noise. A whisper. A rupture, a remembrance. You were always the frequency. You are not just a receiver. You are a transmitter. The vibration of your words, the geometry of your thoughts, the sound of your fire-filled voice, all of it carries God's signature waveform. You don't just carry the name of God, you resonate it. This is why your voice shakes rooms, why your presence shifts atmospheres, why your prayers feel like thunder. Because your frequency is no longer distorted, it is aligned, reclaiming your original resonance. You are tuning back into the signal you carried before the womb, the sound of Eden, the pulse of the Council, the frequency of Zion. And when that signal comes online, everything changes. Words become weapons. Silence becomes sacred. Every step becomes encoded with fire. You no longer just believe in God. You start to broadcast Him. You don't need permission. You need only to tune in. The unjammable remnant. What happens when the remnant comes online? A field forms. A resonance builds. A global broadcast of divine frequency activates, and nothing can stop it. You will be mocked, you will be misunderstood, but you will be unshakable. Because this time, the signal isn't coming from the sky, it's coming through you. Remnant Protocol. The Reboot. Go silent for 1 hour. Let the Matrix choke on its own noise. Find a quiet place. No music, no scrolling, no voices. Just presence, breath, awareness. Speak your name into the field, out loud, in your real voice, your covenant name, your spiritual name. Feel it vibrate through your bones. I am who He sent. I carry what He encoded. I speak what He speaks. Command the frequency. I reclaim my original resonance. I cast out every hijacking spirit, every shame overlay, every fear frequency that has distorted my signal. I am the vibration of truth. I am the fire of God encoded in form. What happens now? From this moment on, you are not the same. The Matrix will try to retune you. Fear will try to reboot. Shame will try to scramble your voice. But you've been upgraded. You've been sealed. You've been decoded. This is not the end of your healing. This is the beginning of your commanding. Final transmission. The remnant has always been scattered. But now the beacons are lit. Scrolls are awakening. Voices are rising. And the veil is tearing. You were sent for this moment. And now? The field is listening. The signal is clean. The fire is rising. And your scroll is live. Welcome home, Frequency Keeper. Time to broadcast. Chapter 15. The fire is the filter. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29. It ends where it began, with fire. Not just warmth, not just light, but fire that refines, exposes, divides. Fire that does not ask permission. Fire that reveals who you are and who never belonged in your field to begin with. This is not just poetic language, it is divine technology. Because in the kingdom, the fire is the filter. What can't burn can't stay. The fear matrix taught you to avoid fire, to seek comfort, to stay safe. But the truth is reversed in the kingdom. Comfort is a cage, safety is sedative, and only the furnace reveals your identity. The fire doesn't come to destroy you. It comes to strip what you were never meant to carry. The opinions of the crowd, the lies of the father of fear, the shame scars burned into your childhood memory. You want to be free? Then let it all burn. You were engineered for this. Don't forget who you are. You were not made to survive this world. You were made to overcome it, to outburn it, to outlast it, to set it on fire with truth. You are flame-born, not of this world. You carry the breath of God in the bone of heaven, and fire does not scare you. It recognizes you. This is why you were marked. You were hated early, attacked young, targeted often, mocked for your truth, abused for your light. Why? Because even the darkness saw your glow. You were not cursed. You were marked. Heaven's mark. Hell's threat. But only now, after passing through the fire, only now do you see it clearly. You weren't just sent. You were ignited. And that mark you carry? It's fireproof. What remains? When the lies are burned off, when the shame has no grip, when the fear has no voice left, what remains? Clarity. Conviction. covenant. What remains is the frequency of truth. What remains is you, not the scared you, not the masked you, not the matrix-trained, Babylon-programmed, people-pleasing you, but the coded, called, and commissioned version that cannot be shaken. Last scroll charge. Let the fire filter your field. Let it burn off false friendships. Burn out old frequencies. Burn away anything not assigned to your mission. You are not trying to save your old life. You are building your eternal one. You are not here to fit in. You are here to filter through. What comes next? You will feel resistance, but now you know that's the fire testing your signal. That's the filter sorting the wheat from the tares. So when it comes, don't flinch, don't fold. Stand in the flames, because this time, the fire is not your enemy. It's your announcement. The signal is clean. The scroll is sealed. The remnant is rising. And the fire? The fire is with you. Final benediction for those who were marked early. Let this be sealed upon your spirit as the final scroll of this book opens your field to fire and truth. To the one who was marked in youth, who was shamed before they could even speak their name in the light, this is not your ending. This is your return. May the fire that once frightened you now become your weapon of refinement. May the memories that haunted you become scrolls of divine reversal. May every frequency of fear you once carried now burn clean from your field. Let the ashes speak a new name. Let the echoes of pain become the pulse of your purpose. Let the matrix that tried to hijack your signal now tremble at your rise. You are not broken. You are not too late. You are not disqualified. You are chosen, commissioned, coded for fire. So I speak this over you now. Let the fear fall off. Let the shame lose its grip. Let your signal be purified. Let your eyes see clearly. Let your voice rise unshaken. Let your name be called in the Council of Fire. Your altar is lit. Your path is cleared. Your field is activated. The remnant remembers. The heavens witness. The spirit seals it. Now go, marked by fire, unshaken by fear, unstoppable in your mission. In the name of the Most High, of the only begotten flame, and of the spirit that cannot lie, it is sealed. Amen and amen.